It's Central Time. I'm Mike Arnold in for Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Ricker. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up later, we'll dive into the history of the hybrid land-water vehicles known as the Ducks and how they became one of the longest-running attractions in the Wisconsin Dells.
But first, the state budget writing process remains stalled with key questions over transportation funding, the Milwaukee Bucks arena, and prevailing wage contributing to the holdup.
As lawmakers continue to debate, the delay gives lobbyists more of a chance to make the case for their agenda, with the hopes that some provisions will be added into the budget.
State government reporter Jason Stein has reported on that lobbying effort for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He joins us now. Welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you.
Now, first of all, how much longer do you think we'll expect the budget process to last here?
I don't know the answer to that question. I joke that I think I need psychics more than sources at this point to figure that out. We'll see. There's a meeting among Republican leaders this afternoon, so we'll see if there's any breakthroughs from that.
Is there any news or of progress on transportation or the Bucks Arena at this point?
Well, today there was actually, I don't know if you'd call it progress, there was a development. I think it makes things more complex, but a majority of the Republicans in the state assembly are saying that they don't want all the cuts in the transportation budget to hit outstate. They want southeastern Wisconsin, and by that they mean the zoo interchange, to feel some impact as well.
So they want to spread out the pain a little bit.
Yeah, that's right. So you guys are all about transportation today. You got the Ducks. You got transportation. I guess you got the Bucks too. So it's kind of an equal opportunity.
I guess so. Now another thing that you've been reporting on is a lobbying campaign of sorts related to Motion 999. Could you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yep. This is that special time that only comes every 2 years for lobbyists to get something into state law that may be a tough sell at other times. And this is something you see when both parties are in charge. You get to the very end of the state budget process, and you typically have a night of, budget writing that'll go late, sometimes all the way to dawn of the next day. And there's a special motion called 999, and it typically is kind of a Christmas tree of goodies, and we'll get the thing, at midnight for the first time, and we'll look at it, and there'll be several things in it always that we say, what is this? Who is this designed to benefit?
But this is just part of the political process, huh?
That's it. That's the beauty of democracy right there in action. Go ahead.
Now, this has been a particularly challenging budget, though. I mean, do you think that there
right.
there may be fewer things that show up in this motion 999?
Well, that could work too. It could work two ways. It could work that way. It could work, given the cuts that some people are seeing, you're unlikely to see a lot of money being appropriated, like tax dollars being appropriated in that motion for people, because there's not a lot of tax money right now up for grabs. But you know, government can help people be winners or losers in lots of different ways. So there may be, a number of things in that motion that may be as good as money for an industry or a business or, some other recipient. In the past we've seen, for instance, bail bondsmen, also known as bounty hunters, got authorized to do business in Wisconsin in the 999 motion, only to have that provision vetoed twice by Governor Walker. But that's just one example.
We're talking to Milwaukee Journal Sentinel state government reporter Jason Stein about this motion 999. What are some of the things that you think will show up on the Christmas tree this year, Jason?
Sure. Well, here's some things that we've been told by lawmakers and lobbyists and others that are being discussed. We'll see if they make the final cut. One would be changing the rules for rent-to-own stores in Wisconsin. So these are the outlets that do high-cost financing contracts for customers to, take a TV or a sofa or something like that home and pay it off over time. Right now in Wisconsin, they have to disclose to you, here's as an annual percentage rate, interest. This is the interest that you're paying on this product. The stores don't like that. They argue that they're different than a straight out loan because you can take the TV back. And so they've been trying for some time to get that law changed. And, you know, there's some discussion that may be one of the things that's in the budget.
And the main reason behind wanting to get that law changed is that they feel like it's unfair in some way.
Right. They feel like because you can take that TV back, they shouldn't have to disclose to you in terms of an interest rate how much you're really paying for that TV. You know, the other argument is that not all consumers are very sophisticated, and giving them that information helps them make a decision. One other thing I was going to say earlier is that, you know, because the budget is so tight, you can often, you know, you may need to get lawmakers on board for it, and you know, giving them a provision in this last motion can be one way to get them on board.
So it's possible that this time around we may see a lot of ornaments then.
Sometimes it's kind of paradoxical, but sometimes not having much money can be an incentive to add, you know, more new policies to the budget.
So we have the rent-to-own thing. What are some other things that you're hearing maybe put into the budget?
Right. One thing that we've heard is some changes in how chiropractors are paid that would be, increase payments by health insurers to chiropractors. Another one is it's kind of arcane, but it matters in the health insurance world is a changes in how these pharmacy benefit managers, you know, that you have with your health insurer to help you with drug buying or make it less costly, that would sort of change the way they interact with local pharmacists in a way that would be financially beneficial to the pharmacist. So there's a number of things like that are floating around the Capitol right now.
Now, is there a typical sort of character of the kind of things that wind up in budgets like this, or does it really vary depending on what year it is?
Well, again, you may have good policy, you may have bad policy go in at midnight in one of these motions, but it tends to be things that for one reason or another don't work so well in the light of day.
Now, are there a lot of people that are opposed to these things? Is it difficult to oppose something because basically it seems like you're being opposed to the budget?
Well, right. I mean, once something gets into the budget, it's very hard to get it out. You know, you have this committee vote, and then if you're a lawmaker and you're voting on the budget on the floor, very difficult to get individual items out of the budget until you sort of have to vote on it as a whole rather than on a small portion of the budget.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one reason. And again, oftentimes, if somebody has an idea that can stand on its own, it will stand on its own as a separate bill. You know, sometimes when these ideas get added at the end of the budget process without a public hearing on the idea, it's something that for one reason or another, people calculate that it can't stand on its own.
Now, the one way they could stop, though, is the governor. He has the final say on these line items, right? Do you think it's likely that he'd veto any of these as they get in there?
Well, he's done some of that in the past. Wisconsin governors really have their veto pin, their partial veto authority has been pared back a little bit, but it's really still one of the most powerful, if not the most powerful, veto pins in the nation when it comes to budget bills. So he really has a lot of ability to remove some of these items. But, you know, obviously his administration will be lobbied by the same people that, succeed in getting some of these things in.
Well, this will be interesting to watch. Jason Stein, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks. I'm looking forward to hearing more about the ducks.
Well, that'll be in just a few minutes. We're talking to Jason Stein, a state government reporter at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, about the possible last-minute special interest additions to the state budget.